For another perspective on the origins and spread of HIV, I'm joined by Dr. Warren Johnson. He heads the Division of International Medicine and Infectious Diseases at Cornell University. He's worked in Haiti for the past 27 years, and he published the very first papers describing AIDS in Haiti. Dr. Johnson, hello.
Good afternoon.
So you were in Haiti when the study first came out. How are Haitians taking the news?
Well, let me say that I was frankly incredulous that Haiti was again being victimized and stigmatized by inference and speculation, just as the CDC had done 25 years ago when they designated AIDS as the 4-H disease, homosexuals, heroin addicts, hemophiliacs, and Haitians. My Haitian and American colleagues, I think, share my disappointment and, quite frankly, some anger at how Haiti was depicted in this as, quotes, Haiti first, close quotes.
So what about this study do you find the most difficult to accept or agree with?
Well, Dr. Warby has studied 5 patients in Miami, not 5 patients in Haiti. And all of his conclusions are drawn from that. These 5 individuals had lived in the U.S. for up to 7 years. We know nothing regarding their sexual practices. We know nothing regarding their travel. I think they may have established, quotes, Miami first, not Haiti first. And I would suggest, had it been 5 Frenchmen in New York, would it have been designated France first? I think what's important here is how the virus mutates is very significant in terms of developing vaccines. It is not significant where it mutates or in whom it mutates.
It sounds to me, Dr. Johnson, that you're bringing up issues that have a lot to do with how science has been racialized, and that part of this is a question around whether or not the virus took the path that Dr. Warby says it did, but also has to do with perceptions of race in medicine.
I think that's very true. I think for Haitians and everywhere, AIDS has represented a stigmatization and discrimination. And I think scientists need to be very responsible in their assertions and claims of causality and speculation. Where and how it came here is just that, speculation.
Very briefly, what do you think about the whole idea of how humans first contracted the disease? What are your views or theories?
I think as Dr. Warby indicated, there certainly appears to be causality from the viruses circulating in primates in Central Africa to human beings through hunting or eating, breaks in the skin in skinning animals. I think this is certainly the best theory that we have at this point in time.
And where do you see the debate going from here?
Well, as I said, I think it certainly is important to know how this virus is changing so that we can design the most effective vaccines. But Dr. Warby's paper spends considerable focus, or places considerable focus, on the where and in whom. I think the data that we've done over the years, we started work in Haiti in 1979 before AIDS. We found no evidence of AIDS in Haiti prior to 1978.
Well, Dr. Johnson, we're going to have to end there. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Warren Johnson heads the Division of International Medicine and Infectious Diseases at Weill Medical College at Cornell University.